Hi there. The word for you today is on simply serving. In Mark 10, verse 43, Jesus said, "Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." Pilate had an opportunity to acquit Jesus of any wrongdoing, but he didn't. Instead, he called for a basin, washed his hands off the entire matter. His attitude was, "I'm not getting involved." And a lot of people have that same attitude, but not Jesus. The night before his death, he called for a basin of water and washed his disciples' feet. He taught them, and I quote Mark 10:43, "Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." Peter objected because foot washing was a duty designed to the lowest servant in a Middle Eastern household, and he considered it beneath Christ's dignity. Catherine Marshall wrote, and I quote, "We, the disciples, are to be the servants. I want to insist along with Peter, but Jesus answered him, 'If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.'" This is a stunning and stupendous thought. Unless I can believe in this much love for me, unless I can and will accept him by faith as my servant, as well as my God, unless I can truly know that it's my good he seeks, then I cannot have his companionship. This is so contrary to the world's philosophy, isn't it? Where everybody wants to lead and nobody wants to serve. But to be like Jesus is to be a servant, because that's what he called himself. Never have goals so lofty that they blind you to the needs of those around you. Without the heart of a true servant, you'll be tempted to use your gift for personal gain, or to exempt yourself from areas you consider to be beneath you. The truth is, the only way to serve God is by serving those he loves.